Yeah.
Do I have coverage next Shabbos?
The daf, you want to do it?
I'll do it.
Shkoyach. Okay. All right. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Tes Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're going through, still going through the Yud Ches Daf, all the various gzeros. So says the Gemara, Klei Zechuchas, my time Gozer Bu Rabban, about 10 lines before the end of the page. So he said, why is it that Rabban were Gozer on Klei Zechuchas, that they should become Tamei? So Klei Zechuchas, my time Gozer Bu Rabban and Tuma. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Reish Lakish, Hol Tchilas Briyasan Minachol, Shavin Rabban, Kikli Cheres, that since Klei Zechuchas are made from sand, that's how the beginning of the glass making process happens, so therefore Chazal were Gozer, that it should have a din of Kli Cheres. And just like Kli Cheres can become Tamei, so too Klei Zechuchas should become Tamei. So essentially what we're saying is that the called the Tikkun Rabban Ken Dor Raisa over here is Ken the Dor Raisa of Kli Cheres. One side note, we have Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Reish Lakish. So to the Achronim in the back, note that you always have to pay attention to who the Bali Memra are, who the Amoraim are that are speaking. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the back, Nir Beinai Reize Dover Chadash. He says, this is so unusual. Vaf Batanam B'samach K'sas Kiyotzeba. And we're going to find something similar like this in Tanaim soon. Rabbi Shum Gamliel Dav Nasi Kam Rishum Rameir Du Chacham. We're going to find Rabbi Shum Gamliel saying something named Rameir. We have a Talmud, we have a Rebbe saying something b'shem the Talmud. That's very unusual, and that's pointed out by the Melo Rome as well. Nir Be'ina, he says you have to change the girsa. Sorech Lomar Rabbi Levi, Sher Rabbi Yochanan Rabu Dereish Lakish. He says, it says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Reish Lamed. So Reish Lamed, we're used to reading as Reish Lakish, because it always means Reish Lakish. So says the Melo Rome, no, we never have that. We never have a Rebbe saying something b'shem is Talmud, so it's got to be that it's Rabbi Levi, and it's not Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yaakov Emden just says, Davar Chadash, okay, interesting. The Melo Rome says, no, it can't be. We have to change the girsa. The Rebbe doesn't say b'shem the Talmud. Okay, so either way, but whoever it is, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of somebody that it's patterned after Kli Cheres, that the Klei Zechuchas are patterned after Kli Cheres and are Mekabel Tuma, the same way Kli Cheres are Mekabel Tuma. So, frak the Gemara, is it really patterned after Kli Cheres? El Me'ata, Lo Te'ilen Tara B'mikva. If it were really patterned after Kli Cheres, then there should be no Tara B'mikva for glass kelim. You shouldn't be able to bring them to the mikvah, because Kli Cheres, when they become Tamei, Shvirasan Mitar Rasan. The only way to be Mitar them is by smashing them, by breaking them. They do not become Tar by bringing them in the mikvah. Alama Tanan, why then do we have a Mishnah that says ve'elu chotzitzin bekelim, that the following things can be chatzitza on kelim, hazefes va'amor b'klei zechuchis, and amongst the list of things that are chatzitza on kelim, we mentioned zefes and mor are chatzitza on klei zechuchis. So Rashi points out shein chalakin ve'enal demakbid al tit v'davarach ar nidbak ben. There are certain things that, what do you mean, what's chotzitza on a kli? Anything I would think is chotzitza on a kli, right? If I have a klei zechuchis and there's dirt on it, isn't that a chatzitza? So Rashi says, no. Since klei zechuchas are very smooth, most certain types of dirt we're not going to be so makbid on, lefisha nofel me'ela, because they're going to fall out and they'll fall away on their own. So it's not going to be a chatzitza. Vahani hu demidbiki tuva, v'kapar alayu ve'in chotzitza l'dover ha-makbid alav. But these items are things that we're makbid about, that are really sticky. Things that are very sticky, that a person is makbid about, even on klei zechuchas, that's what will be a chatzitza on klei zechuchas. Now, we're not so interested for our purposes in the halachas of chatzitz on klei zechuchas. We're much more interested for our purposes over here. Just the fact that there could be such a thing as a chatzitz on klei zechuchas indicates that a klei zechuchas goes to the mikvah. But if it's really patterned after Kli Cheres, it shouldn't go to the mikveh at all. Kli Cheres doesn't have tare b'mikveh. So says the Gemara, Hachem Ma'eskinen k'gon sh'nikva v'hitif l'tochan eiver. Where do we say Kli Zechuchas go to the mikveh? And again, we're talking over here about tare b'mikveh, about a Kli Zechuchas that became tameh being mitaherit, which may be different than what we're used to thinking of the mikvah, which is the halacha from Klei Midyan, that we learn that there's a din of tevilas kelim when you buy from a non-Jew, that's not a din in tara, it's not a din in being in taking the kli that's tame and being mitare, that's a din in buying a kli from a non-Jew. So we say, no, hachem ayaskinu, what's the case where we're mitare a klei zechuchas b'mikvah? If you go in shenikvos, if it had a hole in it, v'hitif l'tochan eiver, and the hole was filled with lead. We're assuming, like the sheet of Rameir, that we follow the Maimid. And since the lead is Maimid the Kli, what does it mean? It's Maimid the Kli. So Maimid could come in different forms. Sometimes Maimid means that the entire thing wouldn't stand, the entire thing would fall apart without the Maimid, without that which is holding it up. Over here, Maimid means not that it would fall apart, but it wouldn't be usable. The Kli has a hole in it, and what makes it work, what makes it able to be used, is the Maimid, is the lead that you put inside of it. And therefore, it has a din of clay mateches. It's as if the whole thing were made out of lead, and that's why it goes to the mikveh. But if it were just clay zechuches, it would not go to the mikveh. It would be just like clay cheres. The tanya clay zechuches shenakvu v'itav tochen ever amrim shungum liel rameir metame v'cham metarin. That we're assuming like the sheet of rameir, that if you have a clay zechuches that has a hole in it, and you put lead in to fill in the hole. So Rabbi Shimon Liel says that according to rameir it's tame. According to the Chamim, it's Tahar. Says Rashi, Mitame, Velo Amrin Batale, Mitoris Kli, Kishar Kli Cheres HaNishbar, Dixavar Halach Achar HaMaimed, Vitoris Kli Malchus Alav. The Cham would say it's Tahar, it's as if it were broken, and we don't view the lead that was put in there as anything. It's a broken clay cheres. But the Rameir says, no, we follow that Maimed. That Maimed is very critical. So where the Gemara's, what the Gemara seems to be concluding at this point in time is that a clay zechuches is just like a clay cheres. It should follow all of the halachas of a clay cheres. And the only case we found where it doesn't follow the halachas of a clay cheres is not talking about a pure clay zechuches, some of a clay zechuches with metal. But if it were a pure clay zechuches, then it would be different. Now, in terms of this din of maimid, the Rishonim point out that I think Tosus points out that we're going to find later on that if you have a ladder that where the rungs of the ladder are made out of wood, so it's pshute kliyetz, it's not mekabel tumah, but the sides of the ladder that hold up the rungs are made out of metal. So the chachamim are going to say hakol holich achar maimud. So Tosus wonders, wait a second, over here we have the Chum say, I don't care about the Maimed, I don't care about the lead that you put in the Kli, this is a Kli Cheres, and it's a Kli Zechuches, it doesn't matter, they stuck a little bit of metal in to fill in the hole. Yet when it comes to the ladder, where the Maimed of the ladder is metal, and it's holding up all these Pshute Kliyates, the Chacham are the ones that say, HaKol Holech Achar Maimed, that's Tosus Dibra Maschel of Rabbi Meir. So he says, Lo Maisi Hacha, Da Hacha, Kari Maimed Zem Mashenosun Letocham, Vasum Kari Maimed Dabra, so this is what we were saying, that there are different types of maimed. There's a maimed and there's a maimed. The maimed that we're talking about over here is just something that allows it to be used, but it doesn't actually physically support the rest of the kli. The maimed by the ladder actually physically supports. It would be a pile of wooden slats without, that wouldn't be a very effective ladder at all. Not only wouldn't you be able to use it, but it wouldn't even look like a ladder without the metal there. The whole thing would just crumble, would just fall down. So that's very different. That's a much stronger type of maimed, and in that situation even the chachamim are going to say that we go basa the maimed. Now the Rashi that we pointed out before in terms of davra makbid, we do find that by klei zechuches there are different depending on what's serving as the interposition on the kli, what's being chotitz on the kli, it may be a problem chatzitza, may not be a problem chatzitza. The halachas of chatzitza by kelim are very similar to the halachas of chatzitza by a person who goes to the mikvah, where the halacha is, the Gemara says in a couple of places, that mida oraisa, if a majority of the person, let's say, has a chatzitza on them, or the kli has a chatzitza, the chatzitza covers the majority of the item, and it's something you're makir about that you don't always want there, you would want to get it out of the way ideally, so that's going to be a chatzitza mida oraisa. Mida rabbanon, if it's one or the other, if it's either a chatzitza on the majority of the kli, or it's a chatzitza on that you're on a minority, but something that you're makbid about. One or the other. Majority that you're not makbid about, a rubo sheino makbid, or a miyut makbid. So but in Hilchus Chatzitza, by Tvila B'mikvah, by the times that we have to deal with a case where a woman went to the mikvah, and then after going to the mikvah discovered that she had a chatzitza there, always the situation is the kind of chatzitza, it's never chatzitza d'oraisa, because there's no way she went to the mikveh and didn't notice something covering the majority of her body, right? So it's never chatzitza d'oraisa that we're dealing with, but it's, and even within the world of chatzitza d'rabanan, it's always the kind of chatzitza d'rabanan where it covers the minority of her body, but is something that she'd be makbid about. Like she recognizes afterwards she forgot to remove a band-aid, or there was some sort of temporary crown and that she had in her teeth that she wasn't aware of, or that may or may not be a problem that has to be at least discussed, something like that. It's always she forgot to remove nail polish from one nail. She removed from nine others and got distracted and forgot to remove from one. So that's a minority of her body, something she'd be makbid about if she went out to a wedding and realized afterwards that she only had nail polish on one nail. She would probably be pretty embarrassed when she got home. So that's something that you'd be makbid about. It's very, very rare. I couldn't think of a single case where you have a majority of the body, the other kind of chatzitza drabban, a majority of the body that you're not makbid about. Someone once asked me a shayla that I thought was such a case, and I was all excited. It was a case where someone asked me before they were making a bar mitzvah for their kid, and they wanted to look good for the pictures, so they got like a spray-on tan at a spa or something a few days before, and they wanted to know if that's a chatzitza, because they had to go to the mikvah afterwards. But I was all excited. That could be the chatzitza drabanan of a majority of the body that a person is not makbid. Adrab, she wants it to be there. But then I did a little research on the type of spray on tan, and it apparently just becomes part of the skin. It's not really external to the skin. The way it falls off is not that it gets rubbed off. It's that you shed skin after a while, and that's the way it's removed. So I didn't think it was chatzitza at all. But that's the same halach as Beit Tfilas Kelim. You get this shiloh all the time. I get it more often with Kelim than I do with people, because people women spend a good amount of time making sure there are no chatzitzas on their bodies. But by Kelim, they're in a rush, and you realize there's a sticker on the back of the kli afterwards, after you come back from the mikvah. So it's the same basic kedarim about rubo amakbid, or mir amakbid, or rubo she'eno makbid. And if it's on a miut and it's eno makbid, so the chachilu we try to remove it. The chachilu, even something that's on the minority of the kli or the body that you're not makbid about, we try to remove. But if you didn't, the tevila works. It's only when you have a chatzitza, at least midrabanan, that the tevila wouldn't even work b'diavad. Okay, but back to our Gemara now. So again, we're saying klei zuchuchas have the same din as klei cheres. Says Gemara, really? El me'ata, if the klei zuchuchas have the same din as klei cheres, lo litmu migaban, then klei zuchuchas, glass kelim, should not be able to contract tumma from the outside of the kli. Alama tanan, why then does the Mishnah say otherwise? Mishnah tells us klei cheres or klei neser, tumas and shava, that when you have kelim made out of earth, the tumma is always going to be the same as earthenware, as klei cheres, as pottery. Mitamin u'mitamin me'avirehen, and those rules are as follows. They can become tame and be mitame other things just by their airspace. Meaning if the kli is tame and you stick something tar in it, the airspace of the inside of the kli, even if it never actually physically touches the kli, it could be mitame the item in its airspace. Umitamin me'acharehen, it can become tame from the reverse side of the kli, meaning a lot of times if you turn the kli upside down, there's like a little base kibble on the bottom of the kli. The walls extend beyond the floor of the kli, so it's like a smaller base kibble. It could be mitame from the reverse side of the kli, but vein mitamin megabeim, but not from the outside of the kli, not from the sides of the kli on the outside. Ushvirasan mitarasan, another characteristic of klei cheres is that the way to be mitare is by breaking it. Klei neser, klei cheres, but the implication is very clear that it's only Klei Neser and Klei Cheres that have this status. But any other Klei, including Klei Zuchuchis, does not have this status. These halachas would not be true. The halacha by Klei Zuchuchis would be that it can become Tamei by touching the outside of the Klei. So how could you say Klei Zuchuchis is the same din as Klei Cheres? Don't you see it's not the same din? Says the Gemara, Amri, so we're adding a nuance over here. We're saying it's mostly like klei zechuchus, there goes a tuma atu. It's mostly like klei cheres, rather there goes a tuma atu klei cheres since tchilas briyaso minachal. But it also shares certain characteristics with klei matchas, with metal kelim. And since it shares certain characteristics with metal kelim, we add in some chumras of metal kelim as well. What characteristics does it share with metal kelim? That if it breaks, it could be fixed. It could be welded together. So klei zechuchas also, when they break, they could be fixed. As opposed to klei cheres, when it's broken, it's done. There's no way to fix it. So that's why we add in the chumra that it could even become tameh from the outside of the kli, which a klei cheres cannot be, because it's like a metal kli in that regard. Elameata says Gemara, if that's the case, Yachsru l'tumas on Yishana klei marchos. If you want to add all the chumras of metal kalim, so one of the chumras of metal kalim is that even after it has become tahar, it can go back to its old state of tuma. How does that happen? So the Gemara is going to explain. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Klei marchos pshutein mekablein tumein. The unique characteristics of metal kalim is that metal kalim, whether they are just flat, plain, sheets of metal, or whether they have a base kibble, mekablehen, they have a cup, a bowl, something that could hold something. So either way, they could be mekabel tuma. Nishbaru tiaru. But if they break and they're no longer a kli at all, they're entirely broken, then they become tahar. That's something that klei matechas have in common with klei cheres, that if they break, they become tahar. What's unique about klei cheres is that's the only way a klei cheres can become tahar. Klei matechas can also become tahar through tahar b'mikvah, but klei matechas can also become tahar through breaking. Now, what if you broke it and now it's tahar, and then chazer vasmen kelim, and then you made new kelim out of it, you refashioned it and reshaped the metal into new kelim, chazer l'tumas nishana, it goes back to its old state of tuma that it had beforehand. So that we find by klei matechas, that one of the chumras of klei matechas is that after it breaks, if you refashion it into a new kli, it goes back to its old tuma. It's not shy to talk about that by klei cheres, because there is no refashioning. Klei cheres, once it's broken forever. But what about klei zechuchas? If you look at klei zechuchas, tnan, klei etzu, klei ar, or klei etzem, u klei zechuchas, pshutein torin mekablein tmein, the klei zechuchas and wooden kelim, and kelim made out of leather, and boneware, all of these things, the halacha is that if they don't have a base kibble, if it's just a flat piece, it's going to be tahar. Only mekablein tmein, only if it has a base kibble, it's tamei. Nishbaru tiaru, when you break it, they become tahar. If you refashion and make it into a new kli, so yes, it's eligible to become tame going forward. But we do not say that mikanu laba in lemafreya lo. We do not say that it goes back to its old tuma. The old tuma that it had when it was when it's in its original form does not return after it breaks and is refashioned. But by klei matchos it does return. So we're stuck now because we wanted to say originally, okay, klei zechuchas have exactly the din of klei cheres. We said it's not really true because klei zechuchas can become tamei on the outside. Okay, not exactly the din of klei cheres. Klei zechuchas is a combination of the chumras of klei cheres and the chumras of klei matchos, the chumras of earthenware and metal kalim. Says Mar, but it doesn't have all the chumras of metal kalim, because by metal kalim, if it was tamei and it broke and it was refashioned, it goes back to its original tuma. By klei zechuchas, that was tamei and broke and is refashioned, it doesn't go back to its original tuma. It can become tamei mikan alaba, but it doesn't go back to its original tuma. So we don't give it all the chumras of metal kalim. So how do we view klei zechuchas? Sans the Gemara, Tumas Klei Zechuchas Drabanan. The very concept that Klei Zechuchas can become Tamei is only Midrabanan. The Tumah Yishana Drabanan. The idea that when a Kli was broken and then refashioned, that it goes back to its original Tumah by Klei Mateches, that's a Din Drabanan. Meaning on a Daraisa level, once you broke the Kli, even a metal Kli, once you broke the Kli, it's Tahar, and it doesn't become Tamei again just because you make it into a Kli again. That's a Din Drabanan. So Betum When were the Rabbanan gozer tuma on Kli Cheres? When the type of tuma that's under discussion is a tuma d'araisa. But betuma d'Rabbanan lo chisul Rabbanan tuma. The Rabbanan were never gozer tuma on a Kli Zechuchas when the tuma itself was only a tuma d'Rabbanan. The tuma that's contracted by taking a previously tamei kli that was broken and refashioning it is only a tumah d'rabbanan, and therefore they were not gozer that tumah on a kli cheres. So bottom line, right now at the end of the day where we seem to be holding is that klei zechuchas are patterned after klei cheres, and we give the chumras of klei matechas, but only those chumras of klei matechas that are tumas d'oraisa. Tumas d'rabbanan, we never give it those chumras. So says Gemara, okay, pshutein mi'alitma, da pshutei klei matechas d'oraisa ninhu. The fact that a flat sheet of metal can become tamei, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So now we just have a major nafkamina. If it's a din d'oraisa, then a flat sheet of glass should also become tamei. If it's a din d'rabbanan, then a flat sheet of glass will not be able to become tamei, because tumas d'rabbanan, we never goes on glass. Well, we know that it happens to be a din daraisa, that a flat sheet of metal can become tamei on a daraisa level. So if that's the case, a flat sheet of glass should also be able to become tamei on it should also be able to become tamei at least on a drabanan level. But we saw a Mishnah we just quoted 5-8 lines ago. Kliyetsu kliyaru kliyatsu mukleizu chuchis. Pshutei and Taharin. We said a flat sheet of glass is Tahar, that we never go to Tumah. But according to the way we're analyzing it right now, that every Tumah Da'oraisa, we were Gozer on Klei Zechuchas, every Tumah Da'Rabbanan, we weren't, so why aren't we Gozer Pshutein? That flat sheets of glass should be able to become Tame. So says the Gemara, Avdi Buhu Rabbanan Hekera, Ki Hechi Delisra Falaya Truma V'Kachim. Not the Rabbanan wanted to make a hacker by Tumah's Klei Zechuchas to distinguish it from other Tumah's Da'oraisa, to let us know that this Tumah is only a Tumah Darabanan, so that one doesn't come to burn Truma. Remember we mentioned yesterday that if something is, if Truma is not Tame, Midaraisa, you're not allowed to burn it. It's Nisadaraisa to burn Truma, to destroy Truma, to be Ma'abed Truma. So the only time we burn Truma is if Truma is Tame Midaraisa. If it's Tame Midarabanan, so we can't eat it because it's Tame, but we can't burn it either because on a Daraisa level it's not Tame. So we say it's Tolin, we leave it alone, we don't do anything with it, we don't burn it, we don't eat it. So Rashi points out over here, Avdi Rabbanan Akeira b'tumas kli zechuchas v'chilku ba mituma daraisa, and they distinguish this between the tumas kli zechuchas and real tuma daraisa. Lo diashi midevrayim, to let us know that glass only becomes tamei midrabanan v'lo yisrafu ala truma kachim, so that one will not come to burn truma or kachim on its account. To lo sarfi truma mishum tuma drabanan. Because we never burn Truma for any Tumah Darabanan except for six examples of Safek. What six examples? The six we had in yesterday's daf. We went through when Eretz Ha'amim comes, and when Big Day Amaretz, and Yurin, and all these different things, Rok, and all these different Sveikos of a Beis HaPras, all the different six Sveikos, those are the only exceptions. But there are no other exceptions. You can look wherever you want, you're not going to find any other exceptions. So Nemuke Agriv, in the back of the Gemara, just points out, what do you mean there are no other exceptions? Sarachim Gadol, we just learned yesterday also that Stam Yadayim are Tame, right? When they initially made the Gzeira, that Yadayim are Tame, and that you could therefore, if you touch Kachim or Truma with your Yadayim, that Truma and Kachim gets burnt. So the Gzeira was not that it should be Tolin, that it gets burnt, that you burn the Truma and Kachim. Now, Midar Raisa, Yadayim don't become Tame. Midar Raisa, either you're Tame or you're not Tame. Your hands don't become Tame. If your hands are Tame, the rest of your body is Tame Midaraisa. And if the rest of your body is Tar, your hands are Tar also. The whole concept of Yadayim becoming Tame is only Dimidrabanan. And yet you see that there were Gozer to burn Truma on it. So how could Rashi say we don't find that you burn for Shum Tuma, for any Tuma Midrabanan at all, except for the Vav Sveikos? What about Yadayim? He says, "V'les man depolit b'zeh." Not only that, it's not even a machlokas. Everyone agrees that you burn truma for yadayim. V'chein pasuk a Rambam v'dochak lomer the yadayim lo mikri tuma. Tachshash enu mishum negias b'makom tamei. Rak hachshash shemen naga b'makom atinofes. Ayn Rashi le'el. Tahabekol duch le'isa gozer tuma liyadayim. He says, maybe you want to say, well, wait a second. Let's go back. Why would the gozer tuma on yadayim? Why is it that yadayim will ruin truma? So Rashi had said it has nothing to do with Tumah really. That really the concern was that you're going to touch unclean parts of your body. Unclean, not in terms of Tumah, in terms of unclean, just gross, disgusting parts of your body. A person's going to scratch their armpit and then touch Truma, so the Kohen's going to be like, ew, I don't want to touch that, and then no one's going to eat the Truma. That's why there were Gozer on Yadayim. It was because of disgusting. It wasn't because of Tumah at all. So maybe you'll say, that doesn't count as Tumah. The Gzer on Yadayim, that it ruins Truma, is that they have to wash your hands before you touch Truma was not because of Tumah. It was because of something else. But says Mukhi Agriv, it's hard to say because every single time, it's true that's the reason for it. But when they made the Gezeira, they called it Tumah. Every time we talk about Yadayim, we call it that they were Metaminas Yadayim. That these things are, that Chazal decided that Yadayim Shniosein, Yadayim are Tumeos. They always use terminology of Tumah. So don't tell me that's why Rashi doesn't mention it over here, that Mishum Tumah Drabar, it is a Tumah Midrabar. midrabanan. It's not a tumah d'oraisa, but it is a tumah midrabanan. So it's a major kasha on Rashi. Why doesn't Rashi mention yadayim over here? Okay, that is all one approach to klei zechuchus. That klei zechuchus is patterned after the combination of klei cheres because it's made from sand, and klei mateches because it could be fixed, like klei mateches can be fixed. Which, by the way, is the reason that Chazal say, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, that klei zechuchus requires tvila b'mikvah. The reason we need to be tovel klei zechuchus when we buy it from a guy is because it can be fixed like mateches. So that's why it's chayv mitrabanan. I often get the shayla. Someone says, "Do you make a bracha when you tovel glass?" Yes, we make a bracha on mitzvos rabanan. Toveling glass is an absolute chiyuv. It's mitrabanan, but it's 100% a chiyuv. So absolutely, you make a bracha when you tovel glass because it's patterned after metal. So there's a shayla in poskim. What about plastic? Plastic has that same characteristic that it could be fixed. It could be melted together if there's a hole in it. We usually don't. We'll just throw it out because we can afford to buy more plastic items usually. But it can be fixed. So why doesn't glass or should plastic require tevila? So generally speaking, what the poskim say is they didn't have plastic in the times they made the gzera, so they never made the gzera on plastic. Eino chinami. Had they had plastic, would they have made the gzera? Probably. And had they had potatoes in the places where they started, where they were knowing Nisr and Kitnius, they probably would have been knowing Nisr and potatoes also. Elamai, they didn't, so we don't. So that's we only include what they actually stated in the Gezera. So that's all one approach. Ravashi Amar, and I'm based on the top. Ravashi Amar, Liolam Kli Cheres Damu. No, really, it's 100% like Kli Cheres. That Kli Zechuches glass has a full din of Kli Cheres. Now, right away, all the Rishonim jump on this and say, not really fully. Even Ravashi is saying very similar to our first approach, and it's some sort of combination of Kli Cheres and Kli Matechas. If you look at Tosas on the top, over here, Ravashi seems to ignore the idea that glass is similar to metal in that if it breaks, you can fix it. But when it comes to buying a new Kli from a guy, Ravashi does hold that that glass has the same din as metal, and you would have to be tovel it when you buy it new from a guy because of this svara that if it breaks you can fix it. So it does have somewhat of a din of metal, but we're talking the laws of Tumentar over here, not in the laws of buying kelim chadashim. So in the laws of Tumentar, he says it's 100% like klei cheres. What do we ask? It doesn't seem 100% like klei cheres. Kakashalach lo litmu migaban. Klei cheres cannot become tamei when something tamei touches the outside of the Kli. How come glass does become tamei? Hol v'nira tocho kabaro. Because there is no real outside of the Kli by glass. Since glass, you could see right through it, so the inside and the outside is all considered one thing. By Kli Cheres, there is an outside and an inside, and they're two different surfaces. By glass, we view it as one surface because you can't look from the inside to the outside. The Rambam in Hilchos Kelim seems to have a different reason of tocho kibaro, meaning a different understanding of this line of the Gemara, or perhaps a different girsa in this line of the Gemara. He says something about the smoothness of the glass, meaning something different, not about the fact that it's that you could see right through it. Now, in terms of the general status of glass, in terms of there's another major difference between klei mateches and klei cheres in halacha, and that is in terms of kashrus. I mean, we spoke in terms of tumah, we spoke in terms of tevilas kelim when you buy it new, but right in terms of kashrus. So, depending whether you view klei zechuchus to be like klei mateches, or whether you view it to be like klei cheres, could be very, very, or maybe like neither, could be very, very different halachos. The halacha is if you have a klei cheres that becomes treif, so the halacha is it's treif forever. There's it's a ein yotzei midei dofi liolam. The dofen of liolam. The treif atam never leaves the walls of the klei cheres. You just got to chuck it. You got to throw it out. There's nothing you can do with it. If a klei mateches becomes not kosher, so hagala. It's very simple. You just dip it in boiling water. What about klei zechuchus? Can you use klei zechuchus for milchik inflation, let's say? Can you use klei? Okay, so what's the halacha about klei zechuchus? So there are three shitos in Rishonim. The Rav Yah holds that klei zechuchus are different than glass, than metal, and than cheres. In that, klei zechuchus are completely smooth, and nothing can ever be nivla. There's no belios at all in klei zechuchus. So you could use it for hot meat, for hot gravy of meat or whatever, and then the next minute, clean it out, wash it out really well, and then then use it for hot milk. It doesn't matter. There's no blios at all in klei zuchuchus. That's the shita of the Ravya. The shita of the Ra'a is that it has a din of klei matechos, that it is boleya, but it could be kasher with hagala. However, even the Ra'a says l'chadchila better not to do hagala on glass, because when glass is exposed to extreme heat, it could sometimes crack, so we're afraid that a person is not going to really do a proper hagala because he's going to be too nervous to crack the glass. So that's the shita of the Ra'a, that it could become not kosher, but then you could also kasher it like metal, but l'chadchila we try not to kasher it. Then there's the shita of the Mordechai in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that even a hagala doesn't work for it, that it's like a klei cheres. Tchilas b'riyasa minachol, that just like klei cheres, once it becomes treif, it's treif forever. So too, when a klei zechuchus becomes not kosher, it's not kosher forever. The Mechaber in Siman Tafnun Aleph in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Chavav in Hilchos Pesach writes, klei zechuchus afilu machnisan lakiyim afilu mishtamish ben bechamin ein tzorach shum hechsher sheinam bolim u'bishtifa b'yalma sagilu. The Mechaber paskins, like the first shita, it's 100% fine, doesn't require any hechsher, it never becomes non-kosher, it's totally fine. If you have glass dishes that you bake in, you can bake milchik, fleishik, doesn't make a difference. The Rama, however, says v'yesh machmirin, that yesh machmirin, and we assume that we're amongst the machmirin. Now, at least that's in Hilchos Pesach. And the Rama says that we're machmir. Question is, how much are we machmir? Would we be machmir? The Mechaber said even when you use it for hot, would we be machmir even when you use it for cold? So there is another Rama in Hilchos Stam Yenam, I believe, where the Rama seems to be makel on glass. So they ask. I think the Aruch HaShulchan points out in B'Shem the Prima Gadim, the stira and the ramaz. So that depending on how you're miyashiv that stira will depend on your attitude toward glass. Some are miyashiv the stira is one ramaz in Hilchos Pesach. We always have a thing called chumr de chametz. Now when it comes to Hilchos Pesach, we're always a little more machmir in Hilchos Pesach. So when's the ramah machmir? That's only in chametz. But in terms of fleishig milchig, kosher not kosher, the ramah wouldn't be machmir in glass. The other approach is no. It's in Hilchos Stam Yenim. Hilchos Stam Yenim, we're dealing with cold. We're dealing with something that's not hot that was put in the kli. When does the Rama machmir? When you use the kli for something hot. But if you use the glass kli for something cold, then we're not machmir. So the Minhag Yisrael for many generations, I think, always was that when people had drinking glasses that never had anything hot put in them, they would use drinking glasses at a milchig meal and at a fleishig meal. Because A, most of our drinking glasses never have anything milchig or fleishig put in them. Maybe chocolate milk or something. There's definitely never anything fleishig put in them. But even whatever we put in them is always cold. So Meikar Adin, we could certainly hold like the Rama. But when you're dealing with something that you're going to use to bake in, to bake something flesh, to bake something milchik, so that we try to be machmir, like the one understanding of the Rama, that the chiluk is between heat and cold. Okay, so that's the topic the Gemara doesn't discuss over here, but how could you talk about klei zechuchus, and whether it's similar to klei matechus, whether it's similar to klei cheres, and not talk about that most nogei lemaisa element of it. Okay, weiter in the Gemara, now third line, shum ben shetach tikin ksuba li'isha, v'gozer tumal klei matchus. Shum ben shetach was misakein ksuba for a woman, and he was goes to Toma Klei Matchos. So we pointed out he wasn't misakin ksuba. Ksuba is machlokes tanoim, whether it's daraisa or drabanan. He was misakin that all your nechasim are meshuba to your ksuba. That's all he was misakin, because it used to be that people would just dedicate a certain bank account to pay the ksuba. They would never touch that account, and then it became very easy to divorce your wife. And the whole point of ksuba, even if you say it was drabanan, the way the Gemara describes it is shalotei kala bein of lotzia, that it shouldn't be that it's easy for a husband to divorce his wife. If he wants to get divorced, he has to think, oh, this is going to cost me. Do I really want to do this? But if he has a bank account that he doesn't touch and he never looks at it, and that's just going to go pay his ksuba, so then and it won't affect any of his normal money that he normally uses, it's going to be kalabein of lotzia. So that's what he was misakin, that all of his nechah, even the shirt off my back, everything is meshubad to the ksuba. But frankly, Gemara, what about this other thing? That he was goes to Tumah Klei Matchos. Klei Matchos da reisen in u'dechsiv achas ezav es hakesef. Klei Matchos aren't a din d'Rabbanan that Shimon ben Shetach came up with. It's a din d'Araisa. that they become tame. Says Gemara, lo nitzrucha el letumi yeshana. No, what we're saying is he was one that was gozer, that if it breaks and is therefore tahar, and then you refashion it into a new kli, that it goes back to its old tuma. Damar vidom rav, maisa b'shaltzion amalka, because the story happened with Shaltzion amalka. Who was Shaltzion amalka? Both Rashi and Tosfos of here point out she was someone who lived in the times of Shimon ben Shetach. Some of the Rishonim say this might have been Shimon ben Shetach's sister, who we know happened to have been married to Yanai HaMelech. So this could have been his sister. So whatever it was in the times of Shimon ben Shetach. Shasa mishtel lebna, that she made a party for her son. Vinitmu kol keilaha, and all for kelim became tamei. Vishibartan, and they broke them. Vinasnasal, because that's how to be betired them. Vinasnasal letzarif ritchan vasamin kelim chadashim, and then she hired someone to put them back together and make new kelim out of them, to refashion them into new kelim. Vamru chacham, and chacham said yachzu l'tumasin yishana. Now this is not good. We don't like where this is heading. It goes back to its old tuma, meaning when you refashion and make new kelim out of it, it goes back to its old tuma. So that was a gezeirah drabban made in the days of this queen of this Shaltzion Amalka. And who lived, who were the great rabbis in that day? Shimon ben Shetach. So you see, it was Shimon ben Shetach who made this gezeira. But what was the reason for this din? Why did he make this gezeira? My time, huh? Mishum geder mechatas naguba, because it would destroy the whole concept of being Mitar Kalim that became Tameh from Tumas Meis through using Efer Paraduma. Because anytime you have a Kli, why would I wait 7 days and go through a whole process to be Mitar Kalim that became Tameh? It would be so much easier just break it and refashion it. So we were afraid if we let people do this, then everyone's only going to do this, and we'll forget a whole parsha in the Torah, and then we don't want that to be forgotten. Says Gemara, Hanich Lamandi Amar Lo Lekala Tumas Amru El Tumas Meis Bavadam Rishapir. That's very good if you assume like the Shita that this whole Gzeirah Drabbanan, that the tuma will return to the kli when you refashion it, is only a din in tumas meis. So that's, I understand. Then you're afraid. You're going to worry about the forgetting the whole concept of efer para. El mandiyam lekala tumas amru. But if this isn't only about tumas meis, this is about every tuma, then ma'ika lemeimar. Then what are you going to say? Then how are you going to explain, if it's about every tumah, why they made this gezeirah? If the gezeirah was only because we're afraid you're going to forget about how to be matar things from tumas meis, so why did they make the gezeirah by other types of tumah as well? So there are these two shitos out there. This only works according to one shita. Where are these two shitos about whether it was made for all types of tumah or only for this type of tumah? Says Rashi, the man diyamar lo yadana hecha. I have no idea where this machlokus appears. It doesn't seem to appear anywhere in Talmud Bavli. He the lo yadana hecha. If you look in the Gilyon HaShas, like you'll always see in Gilyon HaShas, when Rashi says something like this, Ayin brachos chafeim beis berashi dibra maslaman shamitlei v'sham nirim. Meaning, if you look in my comments, says Riki Veger, on Rashi chafeim beis, that's the first time in Shas Rashi says I don't know, and over there he gives you a list of about 25 places in Shas where Rashi says I don't know, where he collected the list of 25 places in Shas. That's what they point out. The Bali Musar point out Rashi could have just not said anything, you know, and we wouldn't have been choshed him for anything. But that's the honesty of Rashi, or perhaps teaching us a lesson that sometimes you don't know, but you could still read the next line of Gemara. You don't have to be stuck and give up on learning, you know, because we don't know. We don't know exactly the makar for something. We could still keep going. So okay. So according to this, to the other shita, that the tuma yishana comes back even by non tumas meis cases. So why were they gozer it? It can't be because they were worried about efer para. Samar abayi gzera shomli yikvenu b'kdei taraso. Now the concern is lo yikvenu b'kdei taraso. The concern is that if you're going to break it with the intention of putting it back together and refashioning a new kli, you may not break it really well. You may not break it enough. In order for a kli to be broken enough to become tahar, it needs to be able to have a rimon fall out of it. It needs to have a hole big enough that if you to fill it with pomegranates will start falling out of it. So it needs to be a pretty big hole. Rava, and we're afraid you're not going to do that. Rava amar gzeru shami yomru tvila bas yoma olala. Rava says, no, we're afraid that people are going to say that you could be tovel it right then without Harav Shemesh. Someone who sees that it became Tameh and you're using it that same day isn't going to realize that you broke it and refashioned it. They're going to think that you just brought it to the mikveh. But the halach is, if you bring it to the mikveh, it's not Tahar right away. You need to wait for Harav Shemesh. So we're afraid that people are going to get confused. Whether the reason is we think you're not going to break it well enough, or the reason is that people will get confused and will think that Tvila Bas Yom is good enough. Nafkamina is if you completely crush it. So if you completely crush it, so he says like macholus ritzufa, where we have this lashon of mirat seif, when in nida the halacha is that a kesem smaller than the size of a kugrisva od is not metame. What's the magic of the size of a kugrisva od? Because there used to be a bug called macholus that used to be very common in their beds, and when they would crush this bug, it would leave a blood stain up until the size of a gris, but not more than that. So they were always able to be told that the blood from a woman that maybe it wasn't really from the woman, maybe it was from this macholus. So how do we describe the macholus? How do we describe the crushed macholus? Macholus ritzufa. It's this crushed bug. So we're saying over here by the kli, the nafkamina is if you completely smash the kli. So in terms of shemaliyuk venu, then maybe you're not going to make a big enough hole. Well, you completely shatter it into 1,000 pieces. So that's a big enough hole. We don't have to worry about that. Maybe it's not going to be broken properly. But in terms of Shemi Yomru, you still have that problem that people are going to look at it and say, hey, they're using that kli, and it's the same day. They didn't wait for Harif Shemesh. So that concern would still exist. That's one day in Rashi. The other day in Rashi is the opposite. No, that in terms of that, you may not break it. So allowing you to break it, even if you say you're going to smash it, next time you may not smash it as much. So we're still going to be concerned. But in terms of people looking at it and seeing you use the same kli, if you smashed it entirely and refashioned it, it's not going to look like the same kli. No one's going to think that you just brought it to the mikvah. It looks entirely different. So that's the other way Rashi understands nafkamina. Okay, v'idach mahi. Now we go weiter and say, wait a second, we didn't go through 18 things. There were supposed to be yirchas davar. There were supposed to be 18 things that the Talmidei Beis Shammai advoted, the Talmidei Beis Hillelan. We didn't have 18 yet, so what are the others? Ditnan. So one of them is as follows. Haminiach kelim tachas atzinor lekabel ben megashamim. If you put kelim underneath a pipe to catch the rainwater, whether it's large kelim or small kelim, vafilu klei avanim, klei adamu, klei galalim, even if the kelim is stoneware or earthenware or made out of excrement, posnes hamikvah, that water is going to be mayim shuvin, it's going to pass on the mikvah. And it doesn't matter whether you put it there under the pipe to catch the water, or you just forgot it there and the water happened to have landed there. Either way, that water is going to pass the mikvah. It's going to have a din of mayim shuvin. But Beisil says that no, if you forgot it there, then it's going to be tahar. Amr of Meir Nimnu v'Rabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel, that the Beis Shammai outvoted the Beis Hillel. So this is one of the Yudchas Davar. Umodim Beis Shammai b'shochech v'chatzer shutar. However, Beis Shammai is moda that if you just forgot it out in the chatzer, that's going to be tahar. Rabbi Yossi, Adayin Machlokas, we become Avedas. Rabbi Yossi, no, the Machlokas is still in its original place. Amr Misharshia, Debei Rav Amri, Hakol Modim Ksheinichim B'Shas Kishu Ravim Tumeim. So he has the following compromise, that there's no Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel if you put the Kli out there when it was dark and cloudy and it looked like it was about to rain. Everyone would agree that clearly that Kli was put there to catch the rain, because you put it there right when it was about to rain, and therefore that's going to be no good. That's going to have a din of Mayim Shuvim. It's as if you try to be Kavana, draw the water with the kli. B'shas pizuravim divra kol tahorin. Everyone would also agree that if you put it out on a bright sunny day and then later on it rained and it landed in the kli, that would be fine. Lo nechleku el sheinichim b'shas kishuravim v'nispazru v'chazur v'niskashu. Machlokas says, what if you put it out when it was very cloudy and then it didn't rain? It became sunny out and then it became cloudy again and it rained then. So what's the din then? Mar savar batel machshavaso umar savar lo batel machshavaso. So that's the machlokas b'sham b'sil. Whether the fact that it became sunny afterwards was mevatel the fact that you put it out with the original intention to catch the rain because you thought it was going to rain any minute. So the Rabbi Yossi Damer Machlokas Adayin B'Mekom Amed is Batrilu, says the Gemara, wait a second. According to Rabbi Yossi, that this is still a Machlokas B'Shaim Beis Hillel, it can't count on the Yudchas Davar. It can't be one of the 18 things. Because the 18 things are all things that Beis Hillel was Moda the next day. So how could it, so if there have to be 18, and Rabbi Yossi says that Beishamai and Beis Hillel still argue about this, so what does he fill in as the 18th item on the list? Sans the Gemara, Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, Afpanos Kutim, Nidos Me'ari Sasan, Bobi Yom Gazru. Another gzera that they made, that the Panos Kutim, the daughters of Kutim, even when they're in the crib, when they're very young babies, where there's no chance or very little chance that they became a Nida, where goes it that they have a status of Tumas Nida? So that's what Rabbi Yossi adds onto the list of the Yudchas Davar. He holds that was one of the gzeras was made. Frek tells us, wait a second. If you look in the Sugya Maseches Nida, when they made this gzera, the Gemara says this gzera goes like the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who's choshesh l'miyuta, who's choshesh for even a minority, because it's only a minority of girls that are so young that are ever going to see dam. At best, it's a minority. So this only works with the Shitas Rameir. It doesn't work with the Shitas Chachamim. And not only that, that even to say that we're Choshes Miyuta, that only works if you assume that even that if we know this girl saw dam, that she would be Tameh. But a Kuti girl, it's a major machlokas whether she's even a Jew. Only a Jewish girl who sees dam is Tameh. So it's a machlokas whether she's even a Jew. So in order for it to accept this gezeira, you have to accept that Kutei are Geri Emes, that they're Jewish, and that you're Choshish Lemiyuta. Both of which many reject, including Rabbi Yossi. So how could Rabbi Yossi say that this is one of the gezeiros? This gezeira doesn't make sense unless you accept both of those premises. So he said, well, Rabbi Yossi definitely rejects the Chayshin and the Miyuta. He does not necessarily reject Gerei Emes. So, but then Tos points out, he does reject Gerei Emes. Well, Rabbi Yossi is like the Gerei Arayos in B'Menachos. In Mesechus Menachos, he holds that they're Gerei Arayos. Rabbi Yossi rejects both of these premises. So says Tos, Yeshlomer, the B'nos Kutim Asi L'Kuli Alma. V'gozvel Ein Sheyanidosh Le'yitmu Ben. No, B'nos Kutim, even though that Gemara tries to fit it with Rabbi Meir, and it's about Gerei Arayos, and are they really Tame, and are we Choshish, they might be Tame. Tos says, no, most Tanoim hold, that's not what the Gezerah was about. The Gezerah was, we don't want to intermingle with the Kutim too much. So we made a Gezerah that they're Tameh. Not because we're concerned that they actually saw Dam. We're not Choshish Lemiyuta. And even if they did see Dam, they're not going to be Tameh anyway, because they're Gerei Arayos. It's a Gezerah Shlo Yitmu that we shouldn't mix in with them. So that could be one of the Yilchez Davar, and even Rabbi Yossi is going to be Moda to that. Okay, we'll stop there.